September 17, All Men Are Brothers. God that made the world and all things therein hath made of one blood all nations of men. Acts 17, 24 to 26. God has shown for human beings an infinite depth of love, and yet how far short we fall of appreciating this love. Christ died on the cross of Calvary that sinners might be redeemed from the slavery of sin and placed on vantage ground before God. Think of the wonderful love that the Father revealed in making this sacrifice. It is ours to point those outside the fold to this love, ours to tell sinners what Christ has done for them and what they may become through His transforming grace. We desire that in all that is done, the Lord's name shall be glorified and His cause advanced. Never was there a time when wise generalship was so much needed as at the present time. Human prejudice is not of God. To be guided by impulse is very dangerous. Human impulse is a poor commodity and cannot take the place of sanctified reason. The Lord Jesus is looking upon every soul with intense interest. He has declared that the spiritual character of His church is to be carefully maintained. The church is in the world and is to do a work for the world, but the doors of the church are not to be open to worldliness. Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Matthew 15:13. The church must be strictly guarded. Its sacred character must be demonstrated to the world. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Philippians 2:12-13. Today the truth is to be proclaimed to all nations and kindreds and tongues and peoples. Christ desires us to labor in a way that will not arouse prejudice. For when prejudice is aroused, some are cut off from hearing the truth. We are still in this world where these barriers exist, and we must work in a way that will enable us to reach all classes. Let not the present obstructions worry you and destroy your faith and confidence in God. Manuscript 114, September 17, 1904. Directions regarding work for the colored people.